Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Small and all dressed in green, these magical folk can bring luck and grant wishes. They're beloved as mascots and feared as horror movie villains. Where did they come from and how did they manage to dominate March 17th every year across the world? This week's episode is Leprechauns.
A bump in the night, your heart fills with dread. Probably a murderer who wants you dead. It could be a ghost, a demon, or worse. Perhaps you're the victim of a witch's curse. It's hopeless, you're doomed, you'd call a priest if you could. You'd rather just listen to who? Sinister Hood.
I'm gonna kill you.
Oh man.
I'm a changed person.
I am too.
I, for the very first time ever, watched Leprechaun last night. I don't know if I'm changed for the better necessarily, but I am changed. What a wild ride.
Oh, yeah. It's a whirlwind. I'll say Jennifer Aniston. She had the chops back then.
I said to Tommy, I go, she's the same actress in this as she is now.
Oh, yeah. She was great. She was playing Rachel Green. She's a
for
little
sure.
bit snobby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Metamorphosis Rachel Green.
Pre-Friends. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Early days.
Did not know she was in it until her name came up in the credits, and I shouted, because I went into it knowing nothing.
Oh, man.
Except that it was about a mean little leprechaun. And my God, there were a lot of surprises and a lot of questions. More questions than surprises.
More questions than answers. I've watched now 5 Leprechaun movies over the course of the last few days. 3.5 of them I watched today. 5.5, really, because I got halfway through Leprechaun 6, Leprechaun Back to the Hood, which is confusing of a title. But so I got, I'd say maybe like a third of the way through that one. But yeah, I watched them out of order. I watched Leprechaun 2 because it's the scariest one to me. Then I went ahead and watched Leprechaun in the Hood. And then I watched Leprechaun in Space, which is number 4. So I went 2, 5, 4,
God,
3,
monster.
1.
What are you doing? You gotta follow the canon. You gotta know, how are you gonna understand 8 if you don't see 1?
Let me just
say, do storylines carry over?
No.
It's complete nonsense.
No, his powers change in every movie. His outfit changes in every movie. His attitude and demeanor change in every movie. And they've said in interviews, Warwick Davis said he's a mythological creature. So from movie to movie, everything's going to change. So there's like zero continuity. There's also zero continuity in the editing, which watching it with a filmmaker, Paris was screaming at me about the shots. The Leprechaun Back to the Hood was, he goes, these are prefab, like in iMovie or your basic low level video editing software where
the
it looks like
were?
A, well, the edits where it looks like a page is turning or it looks like a clock is ticking by. I was like, what are we watching? And then, in Leprechaun in the Hood, the jump cuts, there's a scene where two people are talking and they walk camera right and a third person's going to join them, but he's about 30 feet back. I mean, he's so far. And the dialogue stops as the camera pans over. So it's just a guy walking and walking and walking. So then the camera cuts. So he's like a few feet ahead and he's walking and he's walking. And he cuts again and he's a few feet ahead. And then it cuts a third time and he
starts
talking
to him.
What's the point? Paris goes, just redo the shot and have the guy start already in motion. But no, they went with that shot and then they just cut it up and faded it, hoping no one would notice.
In the first one, they're in the scene where the little curiosity shop owner has the gold coin and he goes to put it in the safe to keep it safe. There's a scary clown ventriloquist doll on top of the safe. Well, at first it's sitting up and then the next shot, same shot, it's laying down. It's all over the place. And Tommy's like, that doll. And I said, who was in charge of continuity? And he said, well, maybe it was on purpose.
Oh, it's moving.
Maybe that. Yeah, but I don't think it was. Also, in the first one, I think I counted at least 8 modes of transportation the leprechaun uses at various times.
Tricycle?
Skateboard, tricycle, roller skates, tiny little car, another tiny little car. It's wild. But he can also, like, just materialize and transport himself. And I said, why aren't you just doing that all the time? None of it made sense. I didn't understand why Jennifer Aniston was even at her dad's ramshackle of a farm in the first place. They never explained that.
No.
He's in the hospital overnight for a bite on his hand. It was just...
The leprechaun loves digits. He eats, he bites hands, he rips off fingers. Paris goes, are people's fingers just made of paper mache? He just tears fingers away from hands.
His hand gets severed by getting shut in the door, the front door.
Oh, it'll grow back. Don't worry about it.
His hand has just like been ripped off by a door.
Well, and the leprechaun in number 3 is the Las Vegas one. And that one I would say is the best one because it's funny. It's actually pretty funny. It's pretty well made. The shots they make sense and everything. The leprechaun has a motivation. So I figured out, because my childhood fear was I was very scared of the leprechaun, and I have now gotten to the bottom of my childhood fear.
What was it?
It's because, so I was never afraid of Leprechaun 1. I've seen it, but not that often. The one that I've watched the most that stuck with me and scared me was Leprechaun 2. And that's the one where he tries to take the bride, and this was 1,000 years ago. It's his birthday, which is March 17th. And it's time to take a bride. Well, she's a virgin. She has to sneeze 3 times. And if no one says, God bless you, he can take her as his bride. This didn't come up, by the way, in researching this episode.
What a lore. Yeah.
And his manservant that he's taken captive, because the manservant stole his gold and then lost his, made bad wishes and became now the leprechaun's manservant. It turns out it's the manservant's daughter. I'm not spoiling anything. This is the first 2 minutes. the manservant says, bless you.
You can spoil
it. Okay, thanks. The manservant says, when she sneezes a third time, he said, she sneezes thrice and she be my bride. When she sneezes the third time, the manservant says, bless you, saving his daughter. But the leprechaun then vows in 1,000 more years, he's going to track down the maiden that was the descendant of this family. For what felt like a half an hour is an animated family tree of the O'Day family tree. And it's women throughout it's fashion. It's like drawings of women throughout the centuries. There's some skippage in the 1900s. It goes from the 20s to like the 80s real quick. But he gets to the woman in the 80s. She's like, almost the worst actress I've ever heard in my life. No. She's terrible. So she's his target.
Is that an American accent?
I don't know what it was supposed to be. But she's like, Tom, why are you doing that? But the leprechaun is coming after her the whole time. And meanwhile, Jack Klompas from Seinfeld, the guy that gives Jerry the pen, and his nephew, the nephew is dating her. Jack Klompas is a drunk. They have this horror tour that they you know, kind of scam tourists to go on. And the nephew is then trying to save the girl from the leprechaun. But the really horrific thing is in all the other leprechaun movies, in number one, they steal his gold and he's trying to get his gold back. That's a clear motivation. I didn't steal a leprechaun's gold. That's fine. Like, I'm not scared.
In Leprechaun, I see where you're going with this.
Leprechaun 3, they steal his gold because it helps this kid gambles away his student loans, which is almost just like going to college on student loans. But he gambles away his student loans, but he starts winning when he gets the doubloon, the gold coin from the leprechaun. So the leprechaun wants the coin back. Mm-hmm. Then Leprechaun in Space, there's no rules. It's a chaotic. There's a guy that's half robot.
No rules in space.
The lady from Baywatch, one of them is a... She's an alien princess. The original, the Tool Time girl that took over after Pam Anderson is a space marine. Jackie DiNardo from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is like a doctor on board the ship. It's a hit. But
wonderful casting.
I'm not going to space, so that's fine. And then in Leprechaun in the Hood, they steal his magic flute. So in all of these, and then back to the Hood, they steal his gold from underneath the ruins of what would have been a youth center, which is sad. The priest stole the gold to try to pay for the youth center. He had his reasons.
I know so much about these movies now.
Well, I've been watching them nonstop.
I know. That's
so
what I'm saying.
Now what I've realized is the reason why number two scared me was it was chaotic. And the only thing that this woman did wrong was just exist.
Well, God, I mean, welcome to the world as we know it, Heather.
Yeah. And there's
women have been dealing with that since the dawn of time.
Since day one, we're just punished.
We simply are here, and therefore we are somebody's property.
He's doggedly pursued. He's like, she's mine, she's mine. I'm like, she didn't do shit, man, except be born and happen to have this bloodline.
And there is one part. not get laid.
Well, yeah, she was a virgin, which, like, come on, get banged or don't get banged. I'm just saying, if you do get banged, you're safe from the leprechaun. There's one part, though, where, because he can throw his voice and also create, like, mirages, and he makes one of the victims think that he sees the hot girl, like, the main girl, and she's like, come over here, I want to give you a treat. And she's about to take her top off. Well, the actress is a lithe blonde woman with a lighter skin tone. When the shirt comes off, the shot is just from the neck down, and it's the huge cans that are like, she's tan. It was someone else. It was
totally different person.
It was stunt boobs. Like,
oh, so there's nudity in the second one.
There's nudity in the second one. There's nudity in definitely in space. For no reason, the space princess takes off her top and is like, I'm going to bless you all. I am the princess. She gives this really feminist, I'm a woman in charge monologue, but just with her boobs out. And then at the end, Jackie DiNardo goes, we've seen the space princess's boobs, which means we're all doomed. Wait, what?
What?
Yeah. Oh, it was great. It was fantastic. And then the really number one thing, and I'll let this go, and we can start the show.
We're 12 minutes in.
A leprechaun in the hood. At the end, there's a rap scene.
I watched it.
Let me save it. I'm going to save this for later in the show.
Okay.
Relevant to the, because we talk about the rap scene. I'm going to save it.
We do talk about the rap scene.
I get too excited. I'm sorry. I'm wrapped up in this now. Paris goes, are you really starting another one? I said, Peacock. They're all available on Peacock. Peacock autoplayed it now. It knows what I want. It's
I'll see your Peacock and raise you that Tommy spent $25 to get the entire eight series maybe. Because we don't have, I thought we had Peacock. We don't. Man. And he's like, I can just buy him for $25.
And now you
said,
him.
How much is Peacock? He said $5 a month, but I know that we're not going to watch it. So then you forget to cancel it. And I was like, all right, buy these movies. We're going to expense it. So now we have these eight freaking movies.
Write it
and
off.
I was just yelling at the screen the whole time. It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
But bless the unicorn, or the unicorn, the leprechaun. I have watched like snippets of other ones, and it does appear that he becomes more liked as it goes on.
You know, like you said when I was initially sending you those clips from In the Hood, you said, how are you ever scared of him? He's so much fun. And he really is. And watching Leprechaun 2, he's just mean in that. But Leprechaun 3, he's funny. And it's a funny movie.
I gotta
say, Leprechaun 4 is poorly made.
I pulled for him.
Yeah. You start to like him and you're like, fuck these people. They stole his gold. Get your shit back, man. Mm-hmm. You did nothing wrong. So, but Leprechaun 2, he's sinister for no purpose. And so that was a lot darker and less funny. And so I didn't like that one as well. But
okay.
After those, he's a lot of fun. I think I'm going to finish. I don't have to anymore, but I'm going to, I think, finish the other ones. So,
we'll see. I mean, you've come this far.
Why stop now?
Yeah. Well, for those that have not watched it, you can buy all eight for $25.
What a deal.
Or if you have a Peacock account, they're all there. Nowhere else, though. We couldn't find them on anything else. Yeah. So we said if this got picked, because this was one of the ones that our Getting Into It patrons could vote on, they had this and two other Irish-themed ones, and it's no surprise Leprechauns was chosen, because everyone knows that you have been very scared, but I feel like you've conquered your fear now. You've overcome
I've conquered my fear. Thank you, guys. I never would have watched this movie if this wasn't the topic, and I was like, okay, I psyched myself up by watching some clips, and I was like, it's not going to be that bad.
That's what I did with Hereditary.
You got to. And so I dipped my toe in, and then I went for it. That's why I watched number two first. You're like, you're not even going to watch one? I was like, no, because number two was the one that fucked me up so bad as a kid. So I got in, got it done, and then...
Rip off that Band-Aid.
Yeah, it was great after that. And then Ice-T is in Leprechaun in the Hood, so I was like, well, now I want to watch that one. And then In Space was so chaotic and nonsense, I want to watch. So that's why I watched them in the
weird
order.
They're just fun. They're fun and stupid and silly. And Tommy said, I really want to watch this. I'm really excited. And then it was kind of getting late, and he said, well, I guess if I can just go to bed and you can just watch it on your phone, because that's what I do a lot if it's like 2 in the morning and we're all asleep. But he was really disappointed. He's like, I'm going to be really bummed out. And I was like, who am I going to make stupid comments to? You can't go to bed. Like, I
stay awake.
And that is what I did throughout the entire thing.
This was fun.
It's a good one to just like yell about stuff.
Yeah. Paris asked if we could have a leprathon every St. Patrick's. And I said, absolutely. This is our new thing. I'm going to watch all of them every year.
That's fun. Yeah. Well, maybe I'll watch one a year, because after that one, I was like, I got to go to bed. I cannot watch another one in a row.
Your brain is done after that. It's mush after this movie.
It was. Well, we're going to be talking all about leprechauns how they came to be, the villains and the loved little creatures that they are. Learned a lot about these guys. All guys, by the way.
Yeah.
No females. How do more happen?
I have some more leprechaun movie trivia, but I'll save it for later. But regarding female leprechauns, we'll get into that too.
Well, I'm Christy.
I'm leprechaun film enthusiast Heather McKinney.
And let's get into it. For over 1,000 years, the Irish have commemorated the arrival of Christianity to the Emerald Isle on March 17th. Better known as St. Patrick's Day. This day was chosen as it is the anniversary of the patron saint's death, who died in the 5th century. Celebrated worldwide, St. Patrick's Day is a festive day filled with food, parties, and lots of green beer. Sparkly green shamrocks decorate storefront windows, green beads are thrown from parade floats to spectators dressed in shirts with wacky Irish puns like,
here for the shenanigans,
and
shamrockin' with my gnomies.
Irish heritage is displayed proudly with giant buttons that read,
Kiss me, I'm Irish.
And of course, no St. Paddy's Day celebration would be complete without its iconic Irish mascot, the leprechaun.
I saw a leprechaun on Saturday at the Smithy off Knox Henderson. The manager was dressed like a leprechaun and was running food in a fun, jaunty hat and green tails.
You know what? He probably waits all year for that, and I bet he gets a lot of tips, too.
He was excited.
Yeah, when you said, I've made a huge mistake, I accidentally drove down to Greenville on Saturday, because that is when our city has the big St. Patrick's Day parade, and it is clusterfuck personified. It's just complete shenanigans. You can't go anywhere. If you get stuck in it, best of Godspeed. It was nice knowing you. So I was glad that you made it out.
I just wanted to go to Michael's and get wedding stuff. And I was just looked over a fence and then a sea of people and then a street with a parade and a sea of people and a fence. And Michael's was over there. And I was like, no, not today. Then we missed the exit to get on the highway. And I complained about it for hours until we got home. I was like, you know, if we could have got on the highway, we would have been stuck in that traffic. And Paris was like, oh, I enjoyed the time with you. And I was like, I hate traffic. Yeah.
I would have enjoyed if we had gotten on the highway when we were supposed to.
Well, I mean, at some point, I'm like, I'll just get out because people were walking around with red Solo cups in the streets. I was like, there's no laws in here.
No, it's lawless.
It's the purge. It's the purge.
It is. And I will have you know that here for the shenanigans and shamrockin' with my gnomies are current t-shirts that are available because I Googled St. Patrick's Day t-shirts and these were two that came up. And
they're available.
My God, there's so many more. It's just... Do we have to ruin everything? And by we, I mean America. Like, do we have to, can we not just have nice things and respect people's, like, culture? And, I mean, we got to make everything. There's so many about getting laid and stuff.
God.
The kiss me, I'm Irish, I've never understood. But,
you
know.
There's probably some unsavory undertones, as there is to everything.
I am at least a quarter Irish, probably more. So I guess technically I could be kissed.
Well, any day. I think I got a tiny bit of Irish. I always grew up thinking I was Irish because I thought Heather Colleen McKinney was a very Irish name. But it turns out it's majority Scottish.
I'm also Irish and Scottish, yes.
So, and then like some Dutch or whatever. It's all boring. It's all up in the same area of like England and yada yada. No offense to, it's not that that's boring. I think that's just expected when your name's Heather Colleen McKinney. It's not shocking.
Well, I'm Christine Merrill Wallace. So I have a very Irish middle name and a Scottish last name. So my mom is Irish and my dad is Scottish.
There you go.
Since the 19th century CE, the most recognizable symbol of Irish folklore has been the leprechaun. Traditionally clad in a green suit, black shoes with gold buckles, and a black bowler hat, these mischievous creatures are actually a type of fairy. Irish folklore says that leprechauns are members of the Tuatha De Danann, a magical race of fairy folk who invaded Ireland and were banished to live underground, according to Your Irish.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com, featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I probably butchered that pronunciation, and to those that... live in the beautiful country of Ireland, I do apologize.
I've heard someone on YouTube say Tuatha De Danann, but it's YouTube, so I don't know if that's right.
We're Hicks, so we don't know how to say things.
That's my favorite is people write in and go, you know, you don't say Baltimore. You're supposed to say Baltimore. I was like, I say orange and peach. What do you think I'm going to? It's hard. It's hard to
we
talk like
we can barely
like this.
Say our own words, let alone other people's. The word for leprechaun wasn't widely used until the late 17th or early 18th century, according to author Bob Curran. Various Gaelic words have been attributed to their name, and the words vary by region. Cobblers by trade, some believe the word leprechaun is derived from Leith Brogan, meaning half shoemaker, while others believe it is from Lucrapon, meaning little man or creature of small stature.
They inject a lot of shoe obsession in the first leprechaun movie. They throw a shoe at him and he has to shine it. That's it. That's never again visited in any of the sequels.
Really? Because that was a big plot point kind of in the first one. I didn't know that about leprechauns, that they were shoemakers. So when it got introduced, because nothing is explained in the movie, you're just, it's assumed that you know all of this.
Yeah.
And then some things they don't even assume. They just do it. But they get him to, they escape because they throw shoes, and I guess he can't rest until he's shined all of them.
Yeah, even one of the people he kills, the gentleman he kills with a pogo stick, mm-hmm. which, fun fact, that was filmed where the Waltons in Little House on the Prairie was shot.
The set?
Yes, the house, the hills, everything.
Scene or where the house is?
All of it.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's all... Warwick Davis called it blasphemous to shoot there.
For who?
I suppose for Little House on the Prairie and the Waltons. But yeah, that he takes the guy's dead and he goes and grabs his shoe and starts like shining it. I had no idea. Yeah, until we did the research here that the leprechauns had a hole. That was what they're known for.
I didn't either. Just as the name for leprechauns varies by region, so does its description. According to The Truth About Leprechauns by Bob Curran, some are so tiny as to be
no bigger than a thumbnail,
while others are the size of a toddler or even a small adult. Legends describe them as untidy and unkempt, normally wearing red pants, a green jacket, a large hat, and worn leather shoes. Earlier descriptions included iron shoes, but the noise generated by them, along with their heaviness, had the leprechauns trade them in for more manageable leather footwear.
That's horrifying to hear. Do, do, do.
You can't sneak up on anybody with a pair of iron shoes on.
Or chase them, or ride a tricycle.
It'd be hard to do a lot of things, yeah. Described as surly, grouchy, and sneaky, these mythical creatures aren't what you typically picture when you hear the word fairy. Rather, leps are wrinkled, old, and ugly. Celtic mythology historian Jay McAlop described the wee men...
ugly and stunted with a face like a dried apple, the leprechaun may be querulous, sottish, and foul-mouthed.
They are solitary creatures, according to author Bob Curran, with
miserly, mischievous, and antisocial
attitudes. Their love for smoking a clay pipe and their aversion to water means they give off a terrible odor.
I suppose I love that this book was called The Truth About Leprechauns. Like, he was here to just demystify. But yeah,
lied to by Big Shamrock for far too long. We're finally getting to the bottom of it.
Like, we are not going to have you believe that they are clean. They are filthy creatures with filthy
faces.
They like
showers.
Mm-mm.
I learned in the movie that they bleed green, too.
Yes, and if you get bitten by a leprechaun and then their blood gets in you, you turn into a leprechaun. You
Is that, that true?
In number because three.
That's in three. Okay, because in the first one, he gets bit, and I thought to myself, is this going to be a vampire situation where he now becomes a leprechaun? All right, this happens in three.
So in three, he gets bitten by the leprechaun, and then he stabs the leprechaun, which causes the leprechaun's green blood to get into his wound.
Ah.
The best part is he goes to the hospital, and the lady goes, what the hell happened to you? It's like, man, I don't know. I'm here for the help.
That's what happened to me when I got bit by the bronco.
That's
for
true.
Clues.
Guess it happens.
So it does happen. That's not just in the movies. The leprechaun's notorious gold comes from
treasure crocks buried of old in wartime.
Upon locating the treasure, the leprechauns claimed it as their own. Other lore attribute the riches to the entire fairy world. In this legend, the leps act as the bankers, ensuring the other fairies don't spend their money on frivolous items. Still, others say that the leps earn their gold through the honest work of shoemaking. Leprechauns live in tiny underground caves or hollowed-out tree trunks to stay out of the sight of potential captors. The green in their outfits were supposedly meant to have a camouflage effect, protecting them even further. If you are lucky enough to come upon one, legend has it that they must tell you where their treasure of gold coins is hidden, often thought to be at the end of a rainbow, in exchange for their freedom. He may also offer you 3 wishes to let him go. Be careful when considering the leprechaun's offer. Often its granting of your wish will come with unexpected strings attached and turn your wish into a nightmare. Additionally, you mustn't take your eyes off the lep once you've caught him. If you do, he will evade you with his trickery and leave you empty-handed and contemplating your life choices. Like most folklore, the myth of the leprechaun offers a tale of morality. In this case, the magical creatures warn mortals of the dangers of greed and taking what's not rightfully yours.
There's a whole deal about him not being able to touch iron in the second movie that's, again, never revisited. But they continually, I believe in 3 of the movies, they trap him in a safe. And he can't, again, like you said, he normally can...
He can just materialize out of stuff.
Well, in the second one, they explain it by he can't touch the sides because it's an iron safe, and he tricks his way out by offering wishes. So, and it's a monkey's paw situation where, you know, the guy said he wants gold. His guts fill up with gold. Yeah. So, and then in the other one, they the leprechaun in the hood, he gets trapped in the safe, and he says, oh, I know, I need me zombie fly girls.
What?
Which is the first time it's ever mentioned in the whole film. And then you watch the film, and later on, and so then these women in gold dresses with green eyes, but they got sunglasses on, come up and they, you know, free him and help him kill people and everything. And then the zombie fly girls are shaken from their stupors by one of the protagonists who's dressed in drag, which is, there's a whole lot of problematic things about these movies in several ways. Which I shouldn't shock anybody, I would say. and the zombie fly girls kind of like are reanimated. You know, they're back to their normal self. And then at the end, the rap scene happens and you see where he zombifies them.
Mm-hmm.
The rap scene was supposed to be way earlier in the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's all cut out.
Paris, so it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, Paris was like, well, first, yeah, we died laughing when he goes, oh, I'm trapped. I must get, instead of having, you know, doing the whole wish to get free or whatever, or having to trade his gold, he's like, I'll call me zombie fly girls. We're like, what the fuck? It was the first time it was ever mentioned, but it's just editing choices. They thought that the dance scene was really like, that's the pièce de résistance. I had to really end the movie on a high note. So.
Well, it is, I mean, he sells it. And at one point, he just is carried by 3 of the zombie fly girls across a bar like a child when he is a man. It's there's a lot of things. There's a lot of problematic stuff. And that's just in the first one. Wasn't his name Cornelius in Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
Francis.
That was it. Yes. They're talking about how they need to steal the gold coins so they can take him to the hospital and get his brain fixed so he'll be smart.
Yeah.
First of all, Alex, that's not how that works.
He said, we'll get you an operation for your brain. I said, what are you talking about? You need an operation for your brain.
Alex from Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter said.
Yes, it is the kid from Don't Tell Mom.
It was a big mashup of a bunch of 90s movies people. Yeah, and then he tells him, he goes, well, am I not smart? Well, people make fun of you. People make fun of me. Well, not to your face. I go, why are you ruining Francis's day? He didn't know any of this shit. Also, are you guys brothers? There was no explanation of their relationship
just hanging out
to each other. It was just this kid and this grown-up painting houses hanging out together. The way they painted that house. Tommy goes,
horrible.
Who was in charge of putting paint on them to make it look like they painted? There were just very strategically placed paint marks on their skin. None of it on their clothes.
Mm-mm.
Also, they're painting the house bright blue and the windows red. I was like, is this a tribute to America? What is happening?
It was a patriotic home
all over the place.
In North Dakota.
Why is it all places?
In North Dakota.
It was never explained why Jennifer Aniston, who is this LA princess, has to come stay with her dad. None of it was explained why she was there, why she was in LA. I was like, why is the dad even in this movie? He was in it for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, he was gone. I did love her jean shorts with the floral.
Yes.
Fabric on them. Man, those were good looking. Those are back in style.
Oh,
I don't know if that's true.
All of the stuff that they had on is back in style.
Oh,
now.
Yeah.
Including the leprechaun outfit. We need to.
I saw it this weekend.
When the cop pulls over the leprechaun. tiny car. And he goes, aren't you a little bit young to be driving? And he goes, young? I'm 600 years old.
Which isn't, the continuity is off because in Leprechaun 2, he says it's his 2000th birthday.
What?
In 1996. And then in Leprechaun 3 in space, it's the year is 2096.
Good God. So
they said, the producer goes, why are all the nerds trying to connect all these dots? I was like, I'm sorry, I'm not a nerd. You told me that these were all the same character. I guess they never did. I guess they just said, it's a leprechaun. He don't have a name in the movie. Comic books later named him Lubdon or whatever, but the producers and writers have said that's not canon. That I am a nerd. The producer was right.
I think that's a very lazy excuse for the producer to blame his shoddy work on nerds.
Yeah.
You mean people that actually watched your shitty movie in the first place that like wanted to that are giving you money for this? God forbid they have an opinion and like question about it.
Sorry, I'm the monster apparently for asking why his age is different throughout. But leprechauns also are known for trickery, so who knows? Maybe that's all just a trick.
Yes, and they are only males, like we said.
Yes.
And therefore, I guess that's why they have to take human brides.
The screenwriter of the first one wanted the second one to be about the leprechaun's wife, and it would have been Warwick Davis playing the leprechaun's wife.
What the role of the century. He plays two back and forth.
And he was crushed that is not what happened, that they took it in a different direction.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, yes.
They need to bring it back. They need to do another one.
They did one in 2018, but it wasn't with him. And I was like, why would I watch this? And it wasn't, I haven't watched it yet, but from what I can tell, it's also not funny. So what's the point?
Oh, yeah. Then why bother?
Warwick Davis or bust.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com, featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Leprechauns made their way out of the Emerald Isles in the mid-1800s. Between 1845 and 1852, millions of Irish people either fled the country or perished in the Great Hunger. It was the largest single population movement of the 19th century, according to History.com, and resulted in an Irish population surge in the United States. With them, the Irish brought their folklore and culture. The new immigrants were Catholic and clashed with Protestants in major cities like Philadelphia, where anti-Irish, anti-Catholic mobs burned homes and churches in the Bible riots of 1844. The anti-Irish sentiment was overt, visible in newspaper classified ads and signs on businesses that read,
"No Irish need apply."
As the nativist sentiment grew, the Irish folklore became warped. No longer was the leprechaun a wise, witty, skillful cobbler who amassed his gold fortune through hard work. Rather, it became a jolly, drunken stereotype, constantly chasing the luck of the Irish and too inebriated to work.
Yeah, this was fascinating to me because I wanted to know why it went from the folklore to this kind of, you know, it's attached to green beer. And it was definitely this shift against the Irish, the incoming Irish people. And it's sad because over and over and over in the country, you see an influx of population and then this nativist sentiment of that's the new culture that everybody targets. And if it wasn't, once it's, as we'll see, it, they, the Irish get out of it and then somebody else and somebody else, you know, it's always somebody else.
As the Irish immigrants assimilated, they no longer faced the same treatment which the immigrants from China who followed in the 1880s and 1890s soon faced. In a generation, Irish Americans began ascending to the middle and upper classes of society and holding political office. The sentiment toward Irish Americans seemed to shift with the election of Irish Catholic John F. Kennedy as president in 1960. Around that time, Disney released its film, Darby O'Gill and the Little People, which brought leprechauns, banshees, Irish lore, and a young singing Sean Connery to movie screens everywhere.
And that's what I kind of couldn't figure out around the early to mid-1960s. Suddenly, it's, you know, we start seeing super positive representation. And
JFK played a huge part in it.
Yeah, everybody, you know, it was the, some hesitation towards, which we cover in our Jovember episodes, you know, hesitation towards electing him. But I think once he was kind of the face and him and Jackie, everybody loved him and it started, you know, moving towards that direction of positive. I did not watch Darby O'Gill and the Little People, but I watched what was labeled a trailer and what was almost 8 minutes long. Sean Connery singing. I mean, he's looking spry back then.
Yeah.
And the Disney magic is in full swing. I mean, it's really, for the early 1960s, it's very impressive how they, you know, shoot where, you know, the little leprechauns are in the scene with, you
little
know.
Animated, he reacts to them.
Yeah, yeah. And they're like humans, like they shrink them down.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's neat. I mean, it's all done with like perspective and stuff, but it was impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, my, so my mom's grandparents were 100% Irish, and her mom was, they were all Irish Catholic. So when JFK was elected, it was like a huge, huge thing for them. And then when he was assassinated, it was an even bigger thing. So yeah, he did. He definitely did a lot to help them out. While the first recorded St. Patrick's Day parade held in New York City was in 1762, it was not the same as the large citywide celebrations we now see throughout the world until after the election of President Kennedy. Beginning in 1962, Chicago began its iconic tradition of dyeing the city's river in honor of the holiday. The Windy City now uses 25 pounds of a secret recipe vegetable-based powder to turn the Chicago River green for the day of its annual St. Patrick's Day parade. With more Americans joining in the green dyed fun across the country and the world, the leprechaun developed into a happier creature.
I went to this one time. You got to go early in the morning and it's parking. It's a whole deal. So in all my years in Chicago, I went once, but I'm really glad I went. It was neat to watch and they
dumped them
back. To
watch them do it or just to see it?
To watch them do it. So
I was very surprised. Only 25 pounds.
Yeah, it looks like a sandbag almost. And they dump it out and the powder's orange.
Interesting.
And somehow they won't tell people what's in it. For years, it was not vegetable-based safe stuff. It was there all kinds of chemicals. But they changed a couple years back.
Well,
I'll say a couple years, a couple decades back to something that's a little bit safer. But yeah, it was fascinating to me that it was a relatively small amount. And they just churn it. And I guess the way it churns, it just spreads through. But it's really cool looking.
Damn, I wonder how they got approval for that whenever they first started doing it.
I don't know if they did. No, I'm kidding. They probably did.
There's, ask for forgiveness.
Right? It looks so badass. Everyone's so excited about it. They're like, whatever.
It does. I have seen pictures and videos of it, and it does look badass. One of my bucket list things is to go to Chicago for St. Patrick's Day.
It's so much fun. I've done New Orleans St. Patrick's Day and Chicago St. Patrick's Day, and both were a lot of fun. The New Orleans St. Patrick's Day, my friend's uncle was a firefighter, and the whole family was very Irish, and so that's the way to go about it, is you got to know a guy, and we were just in the firehouse, and they were like, we got Jell-O shots, we got this. It was like the most welcoming, amazing thing.
Awesome.
It was so much fun. Yeah.
I also did New Orleans St. Patrick's Day, also very fun, but I have not done Chicago.
I had to go to Chi-Town.
No longer a drunk, shiftless roustabout, the leprechaun became the face of Lucky Charms cereal in 1964. That same year, the University of Notre Dame adopted a leprechaun as its mascot after sports artist Theodore Drake designed it for just $50. angry-faced with his dukes up. The Fighting Irish Leprechaun is a beloved mascot on merch. Version of him is played by a selected student who has undergone mental and physical tests to claim the role and entertain fans at sports games. In 1968, the Boston Celtics adopted a logo featuring a leprechaun spinning a basketball. Dubbed Lucky, the leprechaun has graced Celtics games with his fun-loving personality for decades.
My favorite was reading that, yeah, there's mental and physical tests if you want to be the Fighting Irish Leprechaun.
They don't take it lightly.
No, school trivia. I mean, they're like, you got to know.
That's
don't
good.
Don't embarrass us.
It makes you take pride in it, and you know that you're getting somebody serious in there that's going to be a diehard fan, going to show up all the time, has a lot of school spirit.
He wants it.
It's not just Notre Dame and Celtics fans who are proud to root for the leprechaun. In the 2010 census, 34.5 million Americans listed their heritage as Irish American. The total population of Ireland is estimated at just over 5 million people, meaning the amount of Americans claiming Irish heritage is more than 6 times the population of the nation itself. That Irish American pride has grown with the invention of easy at-home DNA tests. A senior executive at Ancestry.com confirmed to Irish Central that 2/3 of the website's 15 million users are at least 5% Irish.
We're all a little bit Irish.
We are. In 1993, the film Leprechaun was released. Starring a young up-and-coming actress named Jennifer Aniston, the film follows the titular character on his quest to reclaim his gold. Played by Warwick Davis of Star Wars fame, the leprechaun in the movie is dressed in red pants, a green jacket, black leather shoes with gold buckles, and a jaunty hat. He has weathered, aged skin, black lips, rotten teeth, and scraggly red hair. The film went on to have 8 iterations in total, including Leprechaun 4, In Space, and Leprechaun 5, In the Hood, released in 2000 and co-starring Ice-T. Throughout the series, he speaks in rhyming couplets, including,
"Try as they will and try as they might, who steals me gold won't live through the night."
And,
"A friend with weed is a friend indeed, but a friend with gold is the best, I'm told."
His penchant for rhyming is put on full display in Leprechaun in the Hood as he performs an entire rap song complete with backup singers.
This is Zombie Fly Girls.
And you said you had something to say.
Is well, that's this what I was going to say. That's, well, I said it earlier, but it was the fact that the Zombie Fly Girls were out of order. But I also, the rhyming couplets, in the first movie, he does a little bit, but not really.
No, he doesn't do it a lot.
Not really. It's like the very beginning and maybe like 2 or 3 times. Mm-hmm. And then in subsequent movies, he does it almost the whole movie. But then there are times when he doesn't. And it is the most like you're watching it. And he said something like, "You stole my gold and there will be consequences because you won't live through the night." And you're like, you couldn't. What?
Yeah. You're like, that doesn't rhyme. What are you
nothing
doing?
Nothing rhymes with consequences, man.
You got it. Somebody needed to change consequences.
Come on. Oh, yeah. It's anyway, I think we've beaten the Leprechaun movie to death, but it's I got a lot more to say. I'm gonna start a whole I'm gonna start a separate podcast where I just talk about
it's called Leprechaun.
Yeah,
where it's a serial podcast, and you spend an entire season on each each movie.
We're gonna break it down.
So you got an eight season show.
I will say Warwick Davis just deserves a standing ovation for this because he really gives it his all.
He does.
His idea to make it funny, and in the first one, he's actually a lot more physical than in subsequent ones, but he's just a very impressive actor.
He's very spry.
I'm a big fan. Oh, very spry.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
A huge fan.
He's great. In 2006, the leprechaun jumped from the big screen to real life. Residents in the Crichton area of Mobile, Alabama, were interviewed on local news after spotting a leprechaun in a city tree. Folks surrounded the tree. I'm like trying not to laugh. Just like.
This is one of my favorite internet videos of all time.
I watched it again today, and I was crying. I forgot how funny it is.
It's so good.
It's so good. Folks surrounded the tree where the leprechaun was allegedly hiding and shined flashlights and video cameras in its direction in an effort to catch the creature. An amateur sketch. The sketch.
It's so good.
An amateur sketch showed on the news. The little fellow with round black eyes wearing what appears to be a bowler hat. The news report was uploaded to YouTube where it garnered millions of views and was picked up by news outlets and late night talk shows across the country. In a follow-up report in 2015, residents told reporters from AL.com that the original leprechaun tree has been cut down. So one believer remained. He identified himself as the first resident to spot the leprechaun and even painted a portrait showing what it truly looked like.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This artist rendering of the leprechaun, the fact that it is on a major news network.
Oh, yeah. Take it seriously.
Slays me. It is
100%.
It's if I told Ella to show a picture of a leprechaun, it doesn't even look like a leprechaun. It just looks like a little stick figure with a hat on.
It's there's not really a nose. It's
so
great.
Good.
It's
oh,
so,
we'll
so
definitely
good.
Post it when we do our Instagram pictures have for the episode.
For sure. Have you seen the painting?
No, I haven't.
May I share it with you?
Please, God, I would love nothing more.
This is what he says. The painting. It's a mustache that does it for me.
What?
His head is elongated. His head is about the size of a whole leprechaun body, I would think.
That does not look like a leprechaun at all.
No, he looks friendly. He looks very friendly.
He looks very friendly. He also looks like he'd own a curiosity shop in the 1940s.
Come on in. You never know what you may find.
He looks like a vaudeville act.
I love it so much.
Man.
Yeah, his fun hat. And yeah, I just love the mustache. That's my favorite part. So
it's also, he has gray hair.
Yeah, green eyes.
And he looks like a normal man.
Maybe it was a guy up there.
I don't think.
It's a neighbor in the tree.
There's a man. We'll link it in the show notes, but that is one of the best YouTube videos of all time.
Oh, yeah.
One
and then Key and Peele did a parody of it. It was the Pegasus in the tree.
I haven't seen that. Mm-hmm. When you mentioned it today, I need to go watch
it. Yeah, I'll put it in the show notes, too.
One leprechaun tree that has not been cut down yet is located in Anaheim, California, beyond the turnstiles in Disneyland. Patrick Begorra is a leprechaun character from a Disney Little Golden Book, first published in 1955. Called the Little Man of Disneyland. Inside the park's Adventureland area, there's a small tree where Patrick's home can be seen. Almost lost over the years to renovations and park updates, the sprightly creature's tiny abode was updated and preserved in 2015, according to the Irish Post. Curious visitors can tip their hat to Patrick as they near the entrance of the Indiana Jones Adventure Ride.
I'm about to go see this.
I am too. We're both going to Disneyland, separate days, but we're both going at the end of the month. And I feel like I have been to Disneyland before, so I think I've seen this, but I can't recall it, but I will definitely go check it out.
Yeah, this is my first Disneyland visit. I'm excited.
You've been to Disney World, though, correct?
Yes, I've been to World in Orlando. Okay.
The tiny house at Disneyland is similar to the Leprechaun Colony, located in Mills End Park in Portland, Oregon. Recognized by the Guinness Book of World Records as the smallest park in the world, a journalist named Dick Fagan began planting flowers in the 2-square-foot plot of land in the early 1950s. Originally a hole meant to support a light pole, Fagan filled it with greenery and published tales about a leprechaun living there, called Patrick O'Toole. In 1976, the city recognized the spot as an official park. When asked by Vice News whether the city approved of a leprechaun living in a park 24/7, Mark Ross, the media and public relations officer for Portland Parks and Recreation, said,
"I'm not sure if he has the permits that would be required for that. It'd be nice to talk about it and see how we could enhance his standard of living."
Though it had to be moved in 2006, the park still stands today.
From what I can tell, it's still around. If you live in Portland, send us a picture, because I need a 2022 updated picture of Mills End Park, which is the size of, it's 2 square feet, so it's tiny.
I love that Dick Fagan just saw this and thought, well, that looks like it could be a little hole for a little leprechaun, and then just created this entire story around it. And people have added to it over the years. I hope when it got moved that it stayed, but they add a little swimming pool with a diving board, yes, like little things for it. And I like that Mark Ross is yes-anding the whole situation.
Oh, yeah. That
like
whole
everyone's
interview.
Like, we have a leprechaun that lives in our park. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to. You get fired. It's part of the job interview.
If I was a leprechaun, Oregon would be up there on where I wanted to live. If I couldn't live in Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm living in the States, Oregon's a good, it's very green.
It's
very
lush. It's welcoming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In 2009, the European Union granted heritage status to leprechauns living near the mountain called Slieve Foy, also known as Carlingford Mountain. The spot was chosen as a designated area of protection for flora, fauna, wild animals, and little people, as it was allegedly the spot of a real leprechaun sighting 20 years prior. The EU's directive describes the location as the
habitat of leprechauns, the little people of Ireland, and the last recognized area in Ireland where these little people are known to exist. We are aware, too, that their numbers have dwindled to levels near to extinction.
The attention on this particular mountain stemmed from the incident 2 decades earlier. In 1989, businessman P.J. O'Hare told friends he heard a scream near a wishing well on Slieve Foy. When he looked, he saw a leprechaun's little green coat, tiny trousers, and bones lying on the ground. He took the items to a local pub in the Irish town of Carlingford to show his friends. The evidence remained on display and are now available for viewing behind glass. While he was skeptical at first, once he found 4 gold coins in the jacket pocket, O'Hare was convinced he had found the real deal.
You're up on the mountain. You hear a scream. You find a tiny outfit and you find bones.
That's my question is, how did it go from scream to bone so fast?
He just melted away. Or
there was no,
another
like,
leprechaun
decomposing.
Another leprechaun peeks up, sees the bones of his friend, screams and runs away.
Yes.
And then
okay, that makes
you've
more
now
sense.
Wiped out a leprechaun crime scene that the leprechaun
Dang.
FBI will never, the FBI can never solve. The evidence
oh,
is now
no.
in a pub behind glass.
They got, yeah, and they, it's probably a lot for them to like go to a pub and get that down. And,
you gotta walk all the way down a mountain. It's far.
Yeah, that's a lot, man. I would have loved to have been at this bar when P.J. O'Hare walks in.
You guys.
With the child's outfit and some chicken bones and a couple of gold coins. Look what I found up on the mountain.
I heard a scream and they're like, who did you kill?
What animal, small animal did you kill and dress as a tiny little leprechaun?
I've seen photos. It looks, it's a leprechaun suit. You tell me.
Oh, who are we to say it didn't happen?
You tell me.
We were not there.
They laid the bones out in a manner that looks like a skeleton.
If I am ever in Carlingford, this will 100% be on my stop of places I go. Maybe well, my only stop.
That's it. I had lunch with Kay, my friend slash also former 7th grade teacher today, and she's been to Ireland, and she was asking me like where this is located, and so I looked it up on a map. There's a Four Seasons nearby, so
okay.
I think we should go.
I think we should go.
That's the only answer is that we should go and
yes.
find out for ourselves.
Do a little Irish show over there. Maybe we can do a show at the pub.
Oh,
if you're from Carlingford and you Holler. Know of this pub, and you can get us a show there.
Please, please.
Maybe a couple of plane tickets. You know what? We might pay. I want to go to Ireland.
We wanted to go anyway.
My mom and brothers went several years ago, and Tommy and I didn't get to go because we had either just gotten married or we were about to get married. But whatever it was, we had just spent a ton of money, so we couldn't go. Mm-hmm. And I still regret it. So I want to go. I got to go.
We got to make up for it. May mm-hmm. I show you the bones?
Yes.
Here they are. There you go. You look at those bones and you tell me that's not a leprechaun skeleton. Oh, you've seen the movie. You've seen him in motion.
Those hip bones are so tiny. Oh, no. It does look like a little thing.
I would love
God,
if we
I
have...
hope it was a leprechaun and not a child.
No, I think it's Jesus. Pieced together. If we have any anthropologists, I'll put this in the show photos on Instagram. Please, I'll also put it, it's in the show notes as well. Let us know what you think these bones are. If you're
a bone
expert.
Many animals make up this display is what I want to know. And please tell me none of them are human.
The shoulders look like hip bones.
They do. The shoulders look like large hip bones. And then what this thing's hip bones are look like drumsticks almost.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the legs the femurs. Like just look like femurs of some sort.
Yeah. Or dog bones.
Yeah. The skull doesn't look like a skull.
No. Mm-mm.
It's definitely not a human skull. Well, I guess it's a fairy skull. Maybe
but
that's
you see
what
those coins, it tells you everything
like.
You need to know.
Yeah. Oh, man. Wow. That exceeded my expectations. Much
I'm
like
really
that
bad.
Leprechaun painting.
I could share that photo.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed or your money back. With plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Local Kevin Woods has also seen three leprechauns up on Carlingford Mountain while walking his dogs, according to Gend Magazine. He and his pup witnessed the three sprightly beings having a chat while sitting around together at 11:30 in the morning one day. Known as the Leprechaun Whisperer, Woods told the magazine,
"There were once millions of leprechauns in Ireland. When people stopped believing in them, they all died out, with the exception of 236 of them."
Why 236? And how does he know?
He's a whisperer, Christy. What do you mean?
Does he have a census? He has a leprechaun census.
Please fill out the attached form and return it to me.
But here's the deal.
Yeah.
If there are no female leprechauns, there's some people say that the theory is there are the unwanted sons of the fairies.
Mm-hmm.
So I suppose if that's the case, then the fairies keep having male children, mm-hmm. and they're cast away. So mm-hmm. that's how more or created. But I think you said it explains it in one of the movies.
Well, he mentions me mother. Oh, me sweet mother. She says, get off me, you son of a bitch. And he said, that's not a nice thing to say about me sweet mother. So it indicates to me that the leprechaun has a mom. He doesn't just like pop into existence. He was born. And he wants to bang. He wants to bang every woman in the film. He wants to bang. And in every film, multiple films. He's always, he's a horny little
he's
thing.
He's horny. He's real
and
horned up.
So, I mean, and he's like, I'll make you, in Leprechaun 2, which is one that scared me, he like rubs her stomach and is like, this will be filled with my litter of pups.
Oh.
Like, so he was, I think they're born in litters. That's what the indication was.
And then they just another, crawl up to the teat?
Like I suppose.
A bunch of piglets?
He said the babies won't suckle if the mother doesn't look like them. So I'll have to scar up your face so you look like a leprechaun so that the babies will suckle your teeth.
Gross.
The indication to me in Leprechaun 2 was that he can sperm up a lady and that a leprechaun litter will come forth. He also promises the space princess in Leprechaun in Space that her father was the king and they're going to get married and they'll all be rich together and they'll have space leprechaun babies. He also grows to an enormous size in that one. I don't know if you were aware of that, but...
Like, bigger than a standard-sized person?
Correct, yes. He is a giant leprechaun.
Oh!
He gets blown up at the beginning, and then one of the space marines pees on his foot as an act of defiance. And when he pees on the leprechaun's detached foot, the leprechaun mojo shoots up the pee stream into his pee hole... And then the leprechaun regenerates inside of the space marine. So later on, when he's making out with the tool time lady from Home Improvement, the leprechaun bursts forth from him and is born again.
I've ever heard strung together in my life.
He does a John Wayne impression in 2096.
Who wrote this?
Which, like,
my
I
God.
Don't know what happened. He's like, hey, a pilgrim? And I was like, is he John Wayne right now? He also does an Elvis impression in the Las Vegas one. And the best one is in the Leprechaun in the Hood. He makes a reference to Tiger Woods in one of his rhyming couplets when he's been frozen as a statue since the 1970s. So how would he know what Tiger Woods is? But then later on, he's like, oh, what's rap music? So I was like, how do you know who Tiger Woods is but not rap music when you've been a... Anyway, I'm the nerd, though. I'm the nerd.
I texted you after I watched the last night. I said, I got a lot of questions. None of them matter because at the end of the day, nobody's here for the plot. Everyone's just here for this. But I was there for the plot and I had a lot of questions. It also sounds like Hunter S. Thompson wrote Leprechaun in Space.
Oh, Leprechaun in Space started as a joke at the company party of Trimark Pictures. Someone had photoshopped the leprechaun's face onto an Apollo 13 poster and it said, Houston, we have a problem. And then they thought that poster was funny and they made a whole
movie.
That's
like how we come up with our ideas.
Yeah, it's just a bit.
Damn, we gotta make some movies. I mean, I think we could make one just as good as Leprechaun.
Easily. Paris is writing, he wrote a really funny thing for us. So we gotta make some, we're gonna make some more stuff.
And I guarantee you the editing and continuity will be better.
We're gonna do the page flips only.
Yeah, everything's edited in iMovie.
Only.
I loved in the first one when the dad, in like the one scene he has, sticks his hand because he thinks a stray cat has run in the tree. He's just like catfish noodling. I go, what are you doing? Even if you think it's a cat, you're just going to stick your hand in this tree trunk? And his hand gets bit by the leprechaun. And then the shot inside the tree trunk looks like it was done through a fisheye lens, like in a peephole on a door. It's just so cheesy.
The shots like that in Leprechaun 7-6, Back to the Hood, there's one of the characters is supposedly getting hit with a baseball bat by a person on a motorcycle. So the motorcycle drives up. The guy's hands are on the motorcycle. Then... the character is just hit in the face by a bat, but it's cropped out who hit him, and then the cut back to the motorcycle that kept driving. We had to rewind it like 3 or 4 times because it was just like, that is a stationary baseball bat that hit that man. I was like, not in Back to the Hood. In Back to the Hood, they hit him right in the face.
Damn.
Yeah, it is. And you did you watch the Las Vegas clip I sent you?
Yeah.
Where he's like, Las Vegas,
I'm here, baby.
I'm here. I'm taking Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's a fun character.
He sells it.
Yeah, he's good. He's great. Each year, you can travel to Ireland and participate in the Carlingford National Leprechaun Hunt. enthusiasts from all around come to hunt 100 tiny plastic leprechaun figurines, stuffed with various amounts of cash. If you're planning a trip, make sure to obtain your proper leprechaun hunting permit so as not to run afoul of the EU's 2009 directive. And if you're looking for the real thing, the Leprechaun Whisperer has a description for you. He told writer Catherine Mack,
"They look just like you might imagine them, like in the cartoons, really. That's how they appear to me, because they're spirits. They're about 18 inches tall, have top hats, green jackets, trousers, and shoes which are pointed or round, and always with gold buckles. They were cobblers because they spent so much time dancing, so they wear their shoes out, which is why they became cobblers."
Wow.
Just like the movies.
I want to sit down with Kevin Woods.
For hours.
Yeah, and just pick his brain. Yeah. Just hear all his leprechaun stories. He's got 236 of them.
At least.
If not more, yeah. He's been there since when numbers were higher, even. He's been to funerals, wakes, so many.
He's like, you know what it's like to watch the numbers dwindle? Do you know what it's like?
He's seen so many of his friends die. Mm-mm. Whether you hunt them, fear them, love them, or dress like them once a year to drink green beer, leprechauns have found their way into the world's collective heart. Their long traditions of hard work, saving money, appreciation for solitude, and clever wit make them so much more than the fighting mascots or tricky cereal fiends we know today. So this St. Patrick's Day, if you hear the tap, tap, tap of a cobbler's hammer or smell the smoke of a tiny pipe, be on alert. You may be in the presence of an age-old fairy there to bring you a little luck. Yes, we didn't mention that the way you know a leprechaun is near is you hear the little tap, tap, tap of their little hammer.
Or you hear the bonk, bonk, bonk of their iron shoes.
Yeah, one of those.
Or the little tricycle.
Or the ding, 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 ding.
He drives a custom leprechaun car in number two at the go-kart track.
Wow.
It's a choice.
They love to put him as many modes of transportation as they possibly can.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, so what do we think?
Thank you.
You have gone above and beyond with your knowledge of these movies.
I've really dug deep. I appreciate it. I would urge you, if you're afraid of something from your childhood or from long ago, revisit it when you're in the right headspace, when the getting into it to your Patreons vote on it and make you do it. Revisit it, because in this, I have gone from being afraid of the leprechaun to fully embracing him.
There you go. That's how you understand. Immersion therapy is what they call it, and that's what you've done.
Yeah, a lot.
You immerse yourself. Fully immersed yourself.
He kept trying to turn him off. He's like, I think you probably watched enough.
We're good.
This is my job. I take it seriously.
Are you trying to tell me how to work right now?
Mm-mm.
My childhood fear was being kidnapped, so I guess I gotta go find out how to get over that one. Still we'll have it, but now it's just about my kids.
It's all there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, man, thank you getting into it, patrons.
You.
For making this happen. One of the choices also they could have voted on was Selkies,
yes,
another Irish lore. And several people asked if we could do that as this month's mini-sode. So we're also, if you're wanting more Irish lore content, we got you over on our Patreon. This month's mini-sode will be all about that.
I'm excited.
And this will come out the day before St. Patrick's Day. So happy St. Patrick's Day to you all.
St. Patrick's Day Eve, so I hope you're celebrating that too, and
we
also
should.
The day of. So, yeah, happy. I hope everybody has luck and the wit and appreciation for solitude of the leprechaun.
What would you set out, like cookies for Santa? What do we set out for the leprechaun?
Oh, we got to set out your shoes.
Oh,
he wants
okay.
to shine them.
Yes, and
put some coins
some
in
fingers.
It. Yeah,
he likes fingers.
Juicy.
He had a big ass roach in the first one too.
God, he'll eat. He
didn't
loves
like that.
He rips off Ice-T's finger and in the hood. He
Damn.
Rips off a guy's finger in Las Vegas. He rips off a guy's finger in Los Angeles. He just yanks him off.
Yeah.
Just.
I guess he's like, if people are like swatting at him.
Yeah.
He's kind of at their level.
And the guy in Los Angeles, he had a gold ring on and he tried to hand a business card to the leprechaun because he was a talent agent. And the talent agent lost his wedding ring finger. And then and then in Las Vegas, it was another guy in an alleyway, and then Ice-T Puff Puff Pass was passing the joint to the leprechaun, and the leprechaun, it's a cardinal sin. You Puff Puff, you pass it back, you don't rip off anyone's finger, is what I've learned as I'm
That's not good weed etiquette. Cool. Is that where the quote, a friend with weed is a friend indeed?
Indeed.
It.
He rolls up in there and smokes the iced tea's weed. Iced tea looks back fondly on Leprechaun in the Hood, in fact, and says, you know, he said, a lot of people really like it, and, you know, it's a fun, wacky movie, and he said people make fun of it, but as that shows you with art, there's always an audience for something that you make. And then he goes, I didn't even know they made a sequel to Leprechaun in the Hood, but I'm not in it, so it probably wasn't any good. And he's not wrong.
Damn. He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, you gotta have iced tea back for that. What are you 100%. Thinking?
100%. And that same year, he joined Law & Order SVU. So Jennifer Aniston jumped from this movie. Iced tea jumped from this.
Leprechaun makes careers happen. It's a stepping stone. Out. Yeah, for so many greats. Well, happy St. Patrick's Day to you all. And if you know anybody at Carlingford at that pub, if you've seen a leprechaun, if you are one of these people, if you're Kevin Woods, please reach out to us. We gotta talk. Yeah, and we gotta get on that Irish club circuit and do some shows over there.
Let's do it. We'll go to the club.
Be paid in leprechaun bones and gold. Jameson. We love providing Sinisterhood to you at no cost. So if you like what you hear, consider supporting the show by donating to our Patreon. We're a small operation, creating the show for you by researching, writing, recording, and producing it ourselves. Any amount is sincerely appreciated and helps offset the cost of making and hosting the show.
As a thank you, you'll also get some sweet perks like ad-free episodes, a Sinisterhood sticker, membership to our exclusive Patreon Facebook group for those in the Ruling the Airwaves and Getting Into It tier, a special shout-out on the show, a monthly bonus mini-sode, which previously we did an update on the Murdoch murders out of South Carolina. This month we're doing Selkies. You also get patron-exclusive video and audio content, including Am I the Asshole?, Relationship Advice, Judge Christie, Dear Sinister, Wet It Drama, True Crime Headlines, and more. And our monthly live stream will be tomorrow night, March 17th. So on St. Patrick's Day, we have a live stream at 8 p.m. Central, and I'm getting married this week. So what a weird sentence to say. We're going to talk about Wet It Drama, and I also have some drama of my own I'm going to tell you guys about.
You also have the fun perk of access to our Discord server, where you can connect with other fans in real time and discuss the latest in true crime, share personal ghost stories, or just post adorable pictures of your pets. We hop on occasionally, and we host monthly Q&As on Crowdcast, which will be tonight when this comes out at 8 p.m. Central Time. And you can ask us all your burning questions.
For patrons not in the U.S., if you're in Carlingford, for instance, you have the option of paying pounds or euros, saving you the cost of the conversion fee. Annual memberships for all tiers are also now available. Those that select this option will be rewarded with a free month of membership.
For more details on all of this and specific member tiers, visit Sinisterhood.com and click Patreon on the top banner. And make sure you stick around after our sign-offs to hear your shout-out.
So many of you have been tagging us in pictures of you sporting your sweet Sinisterhood merch. Keep those pictures coming. If you want to get some cool Sinisterhood swag like t-shirts, mugs, totes, and even clothes for your kiddos, visit Sinisterhood.com and click shop on the top banner.
The best thing you can do to help us grow is like, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And please tell a friend who you think would like us to check us out. It means so much to us and really helps podcasts like us get more exposure.
You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Sinisterhood Pod and like us on Facebook at Sinisterhood. We also have a YouTube channel now, as well as a TikTok, where we have a fun video that we posted and more to come. Christy, where are you at on the computer?
I am on Twitter at Christy or GTFO and on Instagram at Christy M. Wallace. And TikTok, I think, is also Christy or GTFO. Heather?
I am on Twitter at MCK versus the world and on TikTok and Instagram and like everything at Heather versus the world.
As always, the devil rules the airwaves.
Keep it creepy. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for supporting the show on Patreon. Here are your special Patreon shoutouts: Michael Thomas,
Kel Landmesser,
Jennifer Myers,
Miranda Burke,
Joe Patterson,
Irene Lando,
Emily,
Rachel Morgan,
Jenna Detel,
Rebecca Sabram,
Sammy Makeson,
Leanne Bryant,
Sarah Vetter,
Becca Zimer,
T Doll,
Jennifer Murphy,
Maya,
Ayn Cronin,
Joy,
Amy Miller,
Dana Bonder,
Charlotte,
Mother of Beasts,
Sarah Lloyd,
Daisy Jackson,
Melissa Aller,
B. Allen,
Trent Gentry,
Jerrica B. Bullock,
Jen Nelson,
Sarah,
Ashley Taylor,
Tiffany Wilson,
Emily Ruth Morris,
Beth Caton,
Sarah A. Miller,
Nicole Nielsen-Pachowski.
Thank you all so much for supporting the show. We couldn't do this without you. We sincerely appreciate it. Stay safe, stay healthy, happy St. Patrick's Day, and keep it creepy.
Sinister.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.